America's social capital is diminishing, according to Harvard political scientist Robert Putnam. This nation of joiners, he says, stopped joining things about two-thirds of the way through the 20th century. Not just political parties, but civic groups, bridge clubs, even bowling leagues. Putnam advanced this thesis in an article a few years ago, and now he's expanded that article into a book of the same name, Bowling Alone.
I've been interested for some time in the question of people's declining connections with their communities, the fact that we're no longer joining groups and so on. And I happened to be telling a friend of mine that story some years ago. He happened to own a bowling alley, and he told me that I had inadvertently stumbled onto one of the economic problems facing the bowling industry. Bowling is big in America. More Americans bowl every year than vote. But bowling in leagues, bowling in teams, is down by about 60%, he told me, over the last 15 or 20 years. And that's a problem for the bowling industry because if you bowl in a league, you drink four times as much beer and eat four times as many pretzels as if you don't bowl in a league. And the money in bowling turns out to be in the beer and pretzels, not the balls and shoes.
Yeah, but your concern is not only about serving the drinks at the bowling alley.
Absolutely right. I'm using that as an example of the fact that we're no longer connecting with our communities. And I use the metaphor of a bowling league to indicate that this is not just a matter of fulfilling our civic duties. It's not just that we've stopped eating civic broccoli. It's also that we're not connecting in very everyday, ordinary ways, like bowling leagues and picnics and so on.
But just to belabor bowling a little bit further, you do acknowledge in the book that it's not that people are necessarily bowling alone. They're not going to the bowling alley solitarily to bowl. They're going with other people, just not in an organized league.
Yes, that's certainly true. I suppose I could fall into the defense of poetic license that a book or an article titled Bowling with Small Groups of People Rather than Bowling in Leagues would have been a little too long to fit on a cover. But the more basic point is that league bowling, unlike pickup bowling, involves you in regularly connecting with the same people with whom you can have a chance to talk and develop some sense of mutual accountability. It isn't just like pickup bowling with your kids at their birthday party or whatever.
Some people have remarked on this thesis that it's certainly true of bowling, it's certainly true of political associations and political participation, but that in other areas it may not be quite as true as you say it is. That is, for example, that PTA membership may be on the decline, but other kinds of school parent organizations may have risen in their place. I mean, is it really possible to absolutely measure the ways in which people organize in associations?
Well, first of all, there's misinformation that's circulating about non-PTA parent organizations. I know you don't want to get into the details of statistics here with your audience, but as a matter of fact, even when you take into account non-PTA parental organizations, the trend is down, not up. Mm-hmm. But to move beyond that particular example, in my original article, I looked at the trends in membership of particular organizations over time and found those were declining. But that obviously could be consistent with people moving from one organization to another or moving out of organizations entirely. It was only when we discovered two massive new and previously unknown survey archives 2 or 3 years ago that we were able to test some of those other interpretations. And we discovered that it's not just particular organizations that are down, but that participation in all sorts of organizations is off by 40 or 50%, not just particular named organizations like PTAs. But, for example, in 1975, the average American went to 12 club meetings a year. That's basically one a month. In 1999, last year, the average American went to 5 club meetings a year. Indeed, most people didn't go to any club meetings last year. Whereas 25 years ago, most people did belong to some club, not just in terms of their carrying a card, but actually attending the meetings. So I think we discovered when we examined these new archives that I had not known about at the time we wrote the original book is that, if anything, my original article understated the declines, because it's not just organized groups in which we've stopped participating, but we also discovered, for example, that there's been about a 60% decline in people going on picnics. There's been about a 40% decline in people going to bars like Cheers, where everybody knows your name. There's been about a 30% decline in people even having dinner with their own family. So, no, I think that although there has been some discussion on the basis of the original article that the trends might be spotty, frankly, once I finish the analyzing these new survey archives, I come to the conclusion that the trend is actually much broader and deeper than even I had thought.
You try to find explanations. You try to identify the culprit for this trend, and you acknowledge that you don't have a complete surefire answer to it, but you do have some pretty obvious suspects. One of them is television.
Well, there are several things that lead us to conclude that entertainment television is lethal to social connection. Part of it is that the more entertainment television you watch, the less civically engaged you are. People watch friends rather than having friends. And we, of course, you don't know for sure which caused which, whether people decided to drop out and then were left with television or whether they started watching television and then dropped out. But the circumstantial evidence is pretty clear that television is actually the cause of this. There was a really fascinating study done of a couple of towns in Canada where the sociologists got to the town before television did, so they were able to do before and after measurements of the effects of television. And just as I would have expected, once television arrived in these towns, civic activity slumped substantially.
But there are other factors, which include the press of modern life, how busy we are, and also just the fact of what generation is at what age right now, at what point in the aging process right now.
Yes, that's right. One thing I'd want to add to the list of suspects is, and again, this was not something that I had originally expected, but urban sprawl itself is a significant contributor to civic disengagement. There's a very simple factoid here. Every 10 minutes of additional commuting time cuts every form of social interaction by 10%. The underlying issue here, Robert, is not just that we're no longer connecting, but that lots of things depend upon those informal ways in which we connect with our communities. I mean, I suppose the evidence that's the most striking to me is that there are strong, well-validated effects on our physical health of the degree to which we connect. Very well-documented medical studies show that controlling for your blood chemistry and whether you jog and how old you are and your gender and all those standard risk factors, whether you smoke, your chances of dying over the next year are cut in half by joining one group, cut in a quarter by joining two groups.
Well, Robert Putnam, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Pleasure.
Robert Putnam is a professor of public policy at Harvard and the author of Bowling Alone.